You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Well, it's time for commentator Brian O'Nunoyne with his series, What Was I Thinking? Today, he explores the artsy-fartsy in all its glory.
And a very good morning to you all. The arts, what purpose do they serve? Do the arts make us better, or do they just make some of us feel superior? Much of what I have to say this morning will be heavily influenced, make that shamelessly lifted, from John Carey's book, What Good Are the Arts? If you're trying to make a point and some Oxford professor, in this case John Carey, makes it far more eloquently and succinctly than you do, I suggest you just go ahead and plagiarise the old geezer. Carey's book is one which is like Bill Bryson's short history of nearly everything, one I've read and reread many, many times, because it's brilliant erudition for the common man. Now, people make varied claims about the arts. Some say that they are somewhat sacred and they can unite us with the supreme being. Others argue that they inspire us to love, while others yet maintain that the arts allow us to express the eternal and the infinite. But this morning, I just want to limit our wee one-way chat to one question. Do the arts make us better? Can the arts confer on us, in other words, moral qualities? Is exposure to the arts, is it character-forming? Perhaps you believe that being refined is an end in itself, but I somehow doubt that. You know, this is a question that goes right back to the ancient Greeks. Aristotle and Plato wrote on the subject of the arts, the former holding great store in them. However, Plato only had time for music as long as it was that type of music that appealed to the educated classes. None of that vicious stuff that the great unwashed would listen to, as this tended to overexcite the senses and impair reason. Sir Robert Peel, founder of the English police force in the 19th century, he argued for unlimited access for everybody to that holy of holies, the National Gallery. And then there are those who will argue for the so-called Mozart effect. This theory holds that exposure to classical music at preschool can lead to improved academic performance. Again, I would argue a somewhat dubious claim, since there is no scientific evidence to support this. In any event, there are simply just too many variables that would muddy the data. Can reading make you a better person? Maybe. Though again, I'm somewhat sceptical of a lot of the bibliotherapy cant that's out there. I mean, like, do I really need to read Macbeth to be appalled by the crime of murder? Does reading a graphic account of someone starving to death allow me to empathise more with that person? I doubt it. And yet, like John Carey, I do believe in the power of literature as distinct from any other art form in its ability to stir the moral imagination. I believe books can help to make us better. But I just can't prove it. I doubt that anyone can. Of course, the choice of books you make is crucial. For example, if you're reading Safe Cracking for Dummies or How to Murder Your Spouse and Get Away with It, well, this is hardly going to make you a better person, though it might make you a lively conversationalist at a dinner party. On the other hand, once you've read Huckleberry Finn and you come to that moment of epiphany in the novel where Huck decides to defy the police and the church and not to turn in the slave Jim because he feels in his heart it's not the right thing to do. But man, that's inspirational. Have a lovely day. Bye now.
That was Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland Here We Come and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.